I told it to grocery. Just like you would carry, you just substitute one for another.
What if it's something real heavy or hard to handle? You say, I had to, what that?
Drag it on.
Huh?
Drag.
Okay. Do you ever say lug or pack?
No, when I say pack.
What's pack mean?
Pick it up and put it on your back.
Pack is done on your back? And you tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so.
Don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone, go.
Bring me the hammer. Go fetch me the hammer.
Would you use the word fetch?
No.
And a game that children play where one child will be it and the others will hide.
Hide and seek.
And what do you call the tree you can touch and be safe? When you're playing hide and seek.
I don't know.
In football, you run toward the...
goal.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And if you're about to punish someone, punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give him one more...
lick.
Or he won't...
One more chance.
Huh?
One more chance.
Okay. And someone is always smiling and always sees the funny side of things. He's got a good sense of...
humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will...
get rid of them.
Huh?
Get rid of them.
Okay. And you say, he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
swung at him.
Okay. Did you ever say he acted as if or he made out like he was going to hit him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which would you say?
Either one.
Give me an example of how you use those.
He acted as if he was going to hit him.
What about May?
He acted as he might hit him.
Huh?
He might hit him.
Okay. And if a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there, she'd say, I bet somebody...
took.
Huh?
Took.
Okay. Any other slang term?
Got it.
And... say a child learned something new, like learned to whistle, and you want to know where she learned it, you'd ask her who?
Taught her.
And something that a child plays with, you call a...
toy.
Would you have a special name for it if it's something that a small child plays with?
The name of the toy.
Oh, just a general name, but for a toy for a small child.
Yeah.
What?
No, I wouldn't have a special name.
Would you ever use the term play pretty?
Yeah, might.
How do you hear that use?
I'm good. You think it might use. Sounds good.
And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and...
cut them, put them in a vase, put them in the wood.
Cut some...
flowers.
If you didn't say you cut the flowers, you'd say you went out and
pulled them.
And a child that's always running and telling on the other children.
Tattletale.
Would you use that word about a grown person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does it mean?
It can't, we used to have slang, it can't keep nothing on their breath. And, hot breath. I tell everything they know.
Something, if you'd expected something bad to happen, like a child was walking along the top of a fence and you'd expected him to fall off and hurt himself, and then someone comes in and tells you he's fallen off, you'd say, well, I just...
told him to be careful.
Or I just thought that was going to happen.
I just thought that was going to happen.
Hold
it a minute, cut it.